Hello, everyone. We are back. It is the Threadlands Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Dorsey, as always, and with me, as always, is my buddy, my partner, my friend, my pal, Kevin O'Connor. How are you doing this week, Kevin?
Doing well.
That is fantastic to hear. Thank you all for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. Make sure you rate, subscribe, review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, wherever podcasts are maybe distributed. Let your friends and family know. We really appreciate all the support. We're sorry we missed y'all last week. You know, it's been really weird. You know, the holidays and New Year's and
Happy New Year to all, yeah, 2019. Everything.
But yeah, this is our first podcast of 2019. Happy New Year's to everybody out there. I hope everyone had a good holiday.
Nice and safe.
Yeah, just ready to take on a new year, ready to do something with themselves. It's a whole, yeah, the new year, it's a whole time to kind of, you know, refocus on yourself, reevaluate where you are in your life and everything like that. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, the resolutions are very popular, obviously, yeah. The new year's resolutions. I don't really mess with, like, resolutions or anything because I think it's just good to, like, go into the new year thinking about the stuff that you want to improve about yourself, but you got to take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
When you set these lofty goals, like these diets and gym memberships and all these stuff, like you're setting yourself up for failure. It's better to like take every day at a time and kind of look at the situations that just day to day you want to improve about. And that's a good way to just start changing yourself for the better as opposed to taking on some like ridiculous.
I did hear on a podcast, however, that if you are making goals, that there was a Harvard study done and you're like, I think it was some significantly higher percentage more likely to get those goals done if you write them down.
If you write them down,
right? So write your goals down, people.
Yeah. I remember when we always used to go over to my cousin's house on New Year's Day, the whole family and everything, we would always write some stuff that we wanted to accomplish that year.
Oh, that's good.
And then, like, we write it down on paper and then give it to our cousin. She would mail it. She wouldn't, like, look at it or anything, but would mail it to all of us, like, in July.
That's an awesome...
Something like that.
That's an awesome...
And, yeah, and you can, like, reevaluate your life and, like, what you were thinking at the beginning of the year, where you're at, and if you're, like, accomplishing your goals or doing what... If anything's changed or anything, which was always really cool.
Well, that's cool too, because July, because at least you know, it's like, you know, if you were gonna like hand out, like, oh, as we're writing our new ones, let's hand out our last year's one. Then you get all bummed out that you didn't. At least July, it kind of gives you time to, if you did want to try to get back on that goal or whatever,
right?
Or whatever. I don't know, but I don't really make any resolutions either. We're doing dry January. That's what we usually
dry do. January. Yeah, you did that last year too, didn't you?
Yeah.
How do you enjoy doing the dry January? So it's a good detox situation
reset,
or whatever.
I feel like, you know, reset.
No, I know that is one of the things I do want to work on this upcoming year drinking, just moderate my drinking a little bit more. Try to stray away from drinking on weekdays and stuff. Because, unnecessarily, not for the month of January.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is a dry podcast.
The good
for
thing is,
month of January.
I was just thinking, I'm getting nervous for a second in case the Ravens made it to the Super Bowl, but that's February, so I'll be good.
Yeah. I don't know. Depends on if we lose. Because, we're recording this on Saturday.
Yeah,
before
do it
when. Released because I have had a lot of stuff going on in the week. Wasn't able to record this upcoming week.
We're coming at you from the past.
Yeah, a little bit. So we don't know who has won the Ravens-Chargers game at this point.
Oh, that's true.
I'm very nervous about this. Oh, God. And yeah, I guess we don't have to talk about it too much.
Let's not talk about
because
it.
Because who knows what's when this comes out.
Yeah.
But go Ravens. We're really hoping for the best.
Oh, yeah.
Raven but I'm worried because we just played the Chargers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough.
But what was I talking about before?
We were talking about dry January.
Oh yeah.
You're trying not to drink during the week.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to stop drinking during the week.
That's a good one.
Because honestly, it like messes up my sleep too.
Yeah.
If I like drink during the weekdays, because it's like all that sugar and stuff, and your body's processing it, and then like wears off around like 4 a.m. And that's when I always like wake up whenever I like drink.
4 a.m.
Around that time-ish.
I 100% had that happen to me a couple weeks ago where like I had like a drink before I went to bed. I think it was like Christmas Eve or something actually. But like I had, I don't remember, whatever night it was. I had like a drink before, you know, like a nightcap. And it ended up just keeping me completely awake. I was like, oh, that's like the opposite of what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it didn't keep me up, but I'll end up waking up in the middle. Fucks up my sleep.
I don't think you get into those sleep cycles when you do it.
Yeah.
Or when you're, you know, drinking.
So that's another reason why.
Yeah.
And I've already, like, started, and, like, during the weekday, like, my sleeps are better, and I wake up just feeling better.
Yeah.
Just generally feel better the day after.
I feel like
it's harder like drink and feel good the next day. Even now, I don't even drink that much, and I'll
I was gonna say,
I'll still like feel like kind of groggy and shit the next day.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen. Actually, now as I'm getting older, I can like just like I get groggy in the morning way more easily nowadays. I'm not as resilient as my younger days.
No, not at all.
Off like 3 hours of sleep. I remember, I was thinking about that not too long ago. High school. I remember like clearly remember staying up until like, you know, 2 or 3 a.m. doing whatever, homework /
whatever. On AIM.
And then like waking up at like 6 to go to school.
Yeah. And just like dealing with it. Like you're tired a little bit when you wake up, but you just get after it and it's fine. I could not do that crap today.
I wasn't even drinking coffee then or anything. I was just like, man.
I was drinking coffee then. I've been drinking coffee since high school.
Really? Cup, oh yeah, I knew that.
Every morning. It's fantastic.
I didn't start till college.
It's good for you too, depending on which studies you read.
Whatever. I love coffee. I drink a ton of
it's
coffee.
It's great.
Maybe that's what I should. No, I did that last year. Last February, I gave up coffee for the month. I will never do that again.
Yeah, I remember you said that, and it was like, you hated that more than giving up anything else.
I've never been addicted to hardcore drugs, and I'm not going to say it was as hard as giving up hardcore drugs, but I'm gonna say that it's probably just right underneath that.
I mean, caffeine's a serious drug. It is like a serious drug.
It is.
People are dependent on drugs.
I was cranky and tired.
Or on caffeine and stuff like that.
Oh, God. I just remember having that, you know, that like feeling when you first wake up in the morning and like you have to really focus on staying awake because if you like blink too long, you'll go right back asleep.
Yeah.
I remember feeling that way at like 11 o'clock in the morning and being like, this is not good.
That's not good.
It's not
good
at all.
You need that coffee.
I know.
You need that little pep and your body's like used to it too and everything. But it's so great. Just, it's moderation like anything.
Yeah.
Anything moderation. Else. But yeah, this is a weird time of the year. I think we've talked about it before.
Holiday hangover.
All the holidays, and now there's like nothing going on for like the next 2 months.
It's just gonna get cold.
There's nothing. Yeah, it's cold. It's just gonna get cold, snow.
They're predicting
no fun holidays other than Groundhog's Day, which is also my birthday in February. But even
shout
still,
out Groundhogs and Justin.
I'm not getting off. I don't get off work for that.
They're predicting it's gonna be like below average temperatures this year too.
Of course they are.
So it's just, although summer was quite mild, I would say, so I bet it's gonna be cold as fuck.
I mean,
I'm not a weather
I'm like really worried just because we've had so much rain.
Got a lot of
which
rain.
Means when it gets cold, we're just gonna have a lot of just crappy ice, snow, rain weather.
Yeah, we've broken every record.
Oh, yeah.
Every rain record.
Every rain record.
Just every rain record there was in Maryland is broken.
In July, it didn't rain for 2 weeks, and then we still ended up breaking the month of July rain record.
It's crazy. It rains every week, every weekend.
It was raining today.
It was raining today. As soon as it dries out, as soon as the ground gets not sloppy, it'll dry out a little bit, and then it rains again.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it sucks because this entire year, I've been having to, like, I have to like dry the dog's paws off and they come back in.
Oh, every time.
God.
It really hurt my golf game this past summer.
I bet. Because
I really only got a chance to go out on weekends and stuff. And like the final weekend where I could have like been going in like end of September, November, like 3 weekends back to back to back, we got like rained out. So it's really hurt my game.
I mean, I guess the rain's good for the earth, but like I'm tired of the rain.
I mean, we have enough rain.
Give it a break.
It's good for the earth in moderation.
Yeah,
now this just causes like flash flooding.
That's true.
And flooding. Like home destruction and stuff like that.
That's true.
I mean, Ellicott City. Look at all the 2 back-to-back floods that just like washed out.
I know.
That whole town.
That was horrible.
Like just like
someone died, didn't they die? Or people were injured, I know.
Yeah, probably.
Those videos were scary.
That whole thing was insane. But I mean, getting back to just how terrible January and February and winter are, it's just not a good time of year. It's I don't get the people that are like, oh, I love winter. It's like, do you?
I like
fall.
Do you really like winter?
I think people that say that they like winter like the holidays.
Well, that's what I say. I don't like dead winter. Like, I'm not I'm not looking forward to February at all. I also get like...
Who likes going out to start their car with like just...
I know.
Just wind that's cutting like knives. Yeah. Like it's just blowing and it's just miserable. It's terrible. And you can't even like be comfortable whatsoever outside. Like, who likes that? Well, why is that fun?
I just hate how it like the darkness because I don't get... I just like get home and it's just like... Well, you know, I don't have to do anything because it's just like dark.
It's dark. It takes like, out lazy. A lot out of you.
And yeah, and then I'm like low energy because of the cold. I get low
when
energy.
When you really aren't, yeah. And then with like work and everything, you don't see a lot of daylight.
I don't see any daylight.
You have to like purposefully go, like I purposely will sometimes take walks.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff to get away from like a computer, rest my eyes, get fresh air. That, like everything.
That's funny you said that because I just this week started there's a like a walking trail right by my job, like right by my job, and I started like going for a walk on my lunch break.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. You really should.
I'm convinced my work office is screwing up my allergies so bad. Like every time I get in there, my nose is running. Like
really?
I'll get like not sneezy, but like there's something going on in that
room.
You
need to start freaking popping emergency every day.
No, it's not a sickness thing. It's like it's that room. It's the room.
Do you take any allergy medication?
Let's get into it.
I have no medical training.
I'm supposed to be, but I don't like taking it. Oh, then why aren't you? Because it's expensive, honestly.
Oh.
Plus, I don't want to spend.
Well, that's true.
I don't want to take it every day.
Yeah.
I feel like it should just work. Sometimes. I don't know.
If only life were that easy.
But it's like, it's because this weekend I'm at home. I'm not, my nose isn't running. And then I go into that carpet. I feel like there's just mold in there.
Years and years of built up.
Yeah.
Dead skin and dust mites.
Dead skin.
Yeah, a lot of dead skin.
It's a ton of dead skin.
That's mainly true. What dust is, isn't it?
I think it's mostly just dead skin.
It's just dead skin.
Ew.
That's what a lot of dust is.
That's wretched. It's quite disgusting.
It's kind of gross.
I also got everybody in my office sick last week. Remember a couple weeks ago I was saying I was sick? And I was, like, sick all through the holidays, pretty much. That actually sucked a lot.
Yeah.
And last week I came back, all of my coworkers had, like, the exact same symptoms I did. I felt really bad. And they were all giving me crap about it.
Yeah.
I was like, well, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad. Like, there's been a couple people that were hit with the flu in my office past week.
People have been dying from the flu this year.
What do you mean? What does that mean? What do you mean people have been dying from the flu?
It's like a real...
people die from the flu every year?
Yeah, but like I think more people have been dying this year.
It's like old though, right?
No, I think it's like not as old as you'd expect. Like, there's something about this year I think it's been a rough
flu. Are you serious? I'm going to look this up right now.
Yeah, we'll fact check this, but I'm pretty sure it's a pretty rough flu situation this year going on. Take your vitamins, people.
Pediatric flu deaths now at 13.
Oh, damn. All right, that's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
We don't really have to go into flu deaths.
Let's not go into that. Just everyone, you know.
It's already depressing. It's January. It's cold.
It's January. Sucks. Take some vitamins.
The Ravens may have just lost.
Yeah, the Ravens may have just lost.
They have nothing to look forward to.
We don't know.
Lamar Jackson might be hurt might have torn his ACL.
Dads, don't say that. Don't put that evil out there.
Knocking on wood.
Yeah, this is wood.
Knocking on. Is this real wood?
Yeah, it's some sort of wood.
Wow. Breaking that down there. So you're making your January even more depressing by giving up alcohol. Are you going to be like do the same thing? Like, are you going to try to give up something every month this year? Or are you just going to do the dry January?
Probably just going to do the dry January. Then I'll go from there. I mean, you know, I like the idea, but you run out of stuff. And then it's like, then I thought about it. Like, I don't even really drink that much. Like, I really don't even really need to be doing dry January. I'm just doing it because I kind of do just like the little challenges here.
Just a little challenge,
there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, got
to
do something.
No, that's a good little... something to motivate you. I totally get that. Just this past week, though, I forgot, we should have probably addressed it a little earlier, but we lost a couple of great
people
in the entertainment industry this past week. Bob Einstein passed away, and if you're familiar with Curb Your Enthusiasm, which me and Kevin are giant Curb Your Enthusiasm fans, Funkhauser, one of the funniest characters on that show.
Absolutely.
If you're a little older, you may remember him back in the 70s, Super Dave Super Osborne. Dave, it was like a caricature like person off of like Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
And he would always like get hurt off his stunts. Like all that stuff's still on YouTube. He's a hilarious guy.
A big producer.
If you've never seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, like do yourself a favor, Google the Bob Einstein or the Marty Funkhauser joke that he tells like Jerry Seinfeld. Funniest jokes ever.
Oh my gosh.
And he delivers it so well. And like he was the king of delivering jokes that you could see like from a mile away kind of coming, but then like still like just packing a punch when they got there. So he was a truly great great comedian.
Shut up, Bob.
Great comedic influence. And we lost him. Also, someone a little bit more important to me, and I don't know how many wrestling fans we have out there, but I grew up loving wrestling. My brother was really into wrestling, and was into like the little more old school wrestling, and one of the most iconic voices in all of sports entertainment, but specifically with the World Wrestling Federation, with Mean Gene Okerlund. You might not know who he is, but if you like Google him,
you'll know his face.
You'll recognize his face. Bald guy with a mustache. Like he interviewed all of the biggest old like wrestling stars, from Andre the Giant to Hulk Hogan to what were we just watching? The clip with him and
Macho Man
Randy Savage was one of the funniest,
hilarious
videos you'll ever watch. But his voice was iconic. He just, as a sportscaster alone, he's unrivaled, and was another great person who just passed away this past week. Unfortunately, so
early in the come in threes too. So who's next?
Coming in,
we don't know.
This January. Well, who knows? I mean, do they always come in threes?
I think more than three people.
It always comes in threes. Well, every year several celebrities die.
But I think it
like,
has to happen within a certain range.
What is the time range? There's no defined time range. I've never heard any actual, like anybody actually going into what it's supposed to be, but
hey, I got it. It's called the rule of three. The idea that celebrities die in groups of three has permeated popular culture. Of course, the quote unquote rule of three isn't based on any scientific evidence. There's no set time period or definition for who qualifies as a celebrity. However, over the years, there have been several occasions where a rule of three appears to be in effect. For example, Ed McMahon, Michael Jackson, and Farrah Fawcett died within a three-day span. I think we're out of the span already. You can't just say the rule of three. It has to be within a certain time range, I feel like, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't just say rule of three and, like, what does that even mean? Like,
oh, my gosh.
There's going to be a third one that dies. Yeah, eventually, some point this year, obviously.
Whoa, there's 10. These are the 10 rule of threes that have happened. Do you want to know them?
Yeah, obviously. We're talking about it.
Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. Shout out, rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain, and Jackson Odell. I don't know who that is.
Who's Jackson Odell?
I don't know. Oh, he's on the Goldbergs. Dang, he was only 20 years old. That's messed up.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about that.
The other one was, I don't know who that 2016, is. Prince, China, and Doris Roberts all died.
What was
within
the span?
A couple days. These are all a couple days, these ones. Tony Gwynn, Casey Kasem, and Ruby Dee. That's a, you know, throwback.
Who's one. Ruby Dee?
Ruby Dee was in...
you can't just be throwing out these names.
She's
like,
a legend.
It says
she's
how old was she, like?
She was 91. She was a writer and civil rights activist and a beloved actress.
Wow.
Three was, we don't need to get into all the, oh dude, this one's good though, because this says this one has the famous Jet Jackson. Oh my god, this is crazy. What's her name from, the sister from That 70s Show, she died. I didn't know that.
I
remember she left the show, but dang, she died at the same time as famous Jet Jackson.
Wait, the famous Jet Jackson dude died?
Yeah, you didn't know that? I'm pretty sure.
No.
I thought he killed himself, actually.
I didn't know that.
He died a long time ago.
No shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's very sad. This is depressing.
Yeah, this is sad.
It's just although I will say, I've been rewatching That 70s Show. That's why I just thought that was so weird.
I fell asleep to That 70s Show last night.
Nice. Did you? We were watching an episode yesterday, or I had it on in the background. Mitch Hedberg was in an episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember that episode. Yeah, he's like working as the fast food.
Yeah, the fast food server guy. I heard it because I wasn't like watching it. I was just like listening in the background, and I heard, you know, his like cadence, and I was like, is that Mitch Hedberg? And then he made some joke about it. I was like, that's definitely Mitch Hedberg.
Super yeah, super mid-head. Mitch
Hedberg. He's like, I know, I said I didn't have your keys. Or whatever. He said something like that. It was hilarious. Oh, man. Mitch. Dang. I'll just look at that.
Yeah, seriously. And how about, let's come back and talk about something more fun. All
right, let's take a break.
Right, and we are back. I did still want to say one thing about all New Year's and traditions and everything like that. Like, why are people still shooting off guns, like, in, like, more crowded areas? Like, shooting them off, like, straight up in the air for, like, New Year's. There was, like, several people that were, like, hit by, like, straight bullets. And, like, there's always, like, hospital, like, visits and stuff because of people that, like, just people shooting up bullets in the air. Like, those are coming back down.
I know.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck people are thinking.
I don't understand.
Especially in, like, populated areas. Like, if you're, like, out in the middle of nowhere, it's, like, whatever. But, like, just, like, it's still happening in, like populated areas. Like, cities and suburban areas and stuff like that. Which I'm like, why are people still doing this?
Yeah, people think it goes into, like, space or something.
Like, it just never comes back. Like, no.
It's, like, popping off. I don't know. I remember I was in Georgia one year for Christmas, and I guess I was staying till close to New Year's or something, but I was watching a program about that on the local news in Atlanta about how they had, like, a whole story about people shooting off, like, don't shoot off, and there's, like, a little kid that got hit by a stray bullet and stuff. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
What's the point?
It doesn't make any sense to me. So, like, just use your heads, people.
Yeah, get some firecrackers. Like, be normal.
Like, that's just, like, pop off some bottles. Get some fireworks.
Yeah.
That's just, there's nothing wrong with that either. And you probably won't hurt anyone. I mean, fireworks, you could always hurt yourself.
True.
But whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot different.
Less light. Well,
you're not going to hurt someone else.
Less likely to kill someone, yeah.
Yeah.
Good God.
Whatever. But yes, yeah, so where do you want to go? Oh, so I saw some interesting news the other day. Okay. So
I'm interested.
How do you feel about, have we talked about emotional support animals here before?
I know what you're talking about, and I do want to get into this. I don't think we've ever really talked about emotional support animals on here.
Yeah, how do you what is your feelings?
My feeling is that it sucks for the people that actually need support animals, because there's a bunch of bullshit support animals out there.
I feel like now, like, at least 70% of support animals are bullshit.
I would say 80 to 90%.
It might be more.
It's so, because, like, the people I've heard,
this wasn't even a thing until I feel like planes. This is, like, with relatively the past 10 years,
it
though.
Is.
Like, this has exploded.
It's when people started realizing they could get, like, fly their dogs for free and stuff.
Yeah, but now people just bring them everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, I've heard people go, like, oh, yeah, all you have to do is pay $25 online and you get this vest or whatever. It's like, all right.
Yeah, that's then, not.
You get this shitty dog that sucks.
Yeah, you know? Why is that not a law that you need to have legitimate documentation?
Well, it's because who's gonna what governing body is going to actually enforce these rules? You know what I mean?
I guess, like, that's true.
No one's going to look into
this. Yeah, but I mean, you can say that about a lot of rules.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, people are fine with this one, I guess.
I don't like it. I remember when I was working at this bar, and this one guy I used to bring in is like a German Shepherd or something.
God,
it was huge.
Yeah.
It was a ginormous dog, and he used to all lie there. I have to step over it and stuff, and he's just there, and it's like, it helps me, like, and he has, like, I guess he said
anxiety.
Health issues or something, and it could sense that.
No, but get the fuck out of here.
Like, heart issues,
like,
or something.
And I was like,
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know the research behind it. I mean, I was like, that sounds ridiculous.
I mean, I love my dog.
But, like, if you have health issues, should you be drinking at a bar? Like,
right, exactly.
I don't know what that means.
Like, yeah, that's why it's definitely bullshit.
But, well, that doesn't make any sense to me, but
Okay, well, apparently there's there are dogs apparently that can detect seizures.
Okay.
And German Shepherd is one of those dogs. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. Maybe he wasn't lying.
The breeds include Golden Retriever, Standard Poodle, German Shepherd, Akita, Rough Collie, Rottweiler. Oh, Rottweiler. I'm bringing my Rottweiler.
What do you mean your Rottweiler?
I don't have one, but if I did, I'd be like, it's my seizure. Karen Terrier and Great Pyrenees dogs can detect seizures.
What was that last one?
Great Pyrenees.
Those big dogs?
These are all big dogs, pretty much. Only giant dogs can sense seizures.
That's interesting.
I mean, dogs can definitely, well, animals in general can definitely detect evil presence or just other presence.
Yeah.
The presence of others. Did you watch Bird Box on Netflix?
Yeah. Did we not talk about Bird Box?
I just watched it like 3 nights ago.
Oh, I guess. Wait.
It just made me think of that.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the birds.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody out there hasn't seen it yet. I mean, if you haven't seen it at this point, like, what are you doing? Go watch it. But
it's all.
And also, if you don't want to know about it, spoiler alert, let's talk about it.
Yeah, fast forward a couple minutes if you don't want to hear about Bird
Box. What did you think of it? As a movie,
I had a different feeling about it while I was watching than after I watched.
So did I.
Yeah.
I was like into it while I was so watching it. And then after, at like the end, I was like,
Well, it doesn't. Yeah, there's like a bunch of shit that doesn't make sense. Right,
well, okay. And yeah, I felt the same way. Yeah, my girl that I was like watching it with, she like had watched it partially with her family.
Okay.
Over Christmas.
Oh.
And none of them liked it. They were like, "What is this movie?" And they like automatically like didn't like it. And then we watched it. And I was like into it. Like it was kind of like intense while it was going on, and I was like entertained.
But I was
laughing and stuff like that. And I don't know. I don't take those movies super seriously cuz like it's not It's an absurd situation.
Yeah, it's pretty
to be
absurd.
In.
Those are my types of movies, though. Like, with like either like apocalyptic types, like aliens or 28 Days Later zombies or Bird Box type movies where there's some kind of like crazy presence and no one knows what's going on. Because to me, that's super scary because I would not be able to survive like that. I have no survival skills. I don't know anything about.
Those like why were some people not susceptible to
the crazy people weren't susceptible.
Oh, all the people were like mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really catch that.
They talked about that at one point. Because the guy in the grocery store said that he was kind of crazy, and then the guy who came to the house was like, the psychiatric whatever. That's what I gleaned from it.
But, okay, that makes sense. I didn't get it. Isn't it supposed to be like a religious?
I have no idea.
Something.
All I know, but see, that's what I didn't get because it made sense to me at first with the crazy people like trying to lure you in, like that thing, whatever was make. But then you have the crazy people driving around in the car. Like I didn't get that part. It was a little bit.
Yeah. And the fact that she traveled hundreds of miles downriver or something.
The ending was
in like a rowboat thing that would have capsized a million times.
100%. I like the idea of the movie. I thought it was good. Did you see A Quiet Place?
I have not seen A Quiet Place. Apparently, it has some similarities.
Yeah.
As far
it's
as
got some similarities.
Parents protecting children from all costs.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
A Quiet Place is just no sound instead of no. Don't watch anything, I guess. But I liked A Quiet Place way better. I did, but see, that's the thing. Bird Box, I didn't dislike it. I liked it while I was watching
it. Like, I was entertained.
I was very
entertained. It wasn't, like, a great movie, but I was entertained while watching it. But then, yeah, at the end, I was like, huh. It left me wanting a little bit more. But, like, why did you need to wear a blindfold all the time if you had the birds?
Well, I think the birds could just detect
when it's around.
I don't think
let's just throw on the blindfold when birds start making noise.
Yeah, that's true. You probably could have done that.
That's what I was.
Because you could have. But it's safe than sorry. There's no way you could have driven a car blindfolded to the freaking grocery store. I had a
right
with
when
that
they did that. Then they just covered it up. Like I'm like, this is a fantastic ad for this car company. It's like you're literally like. Driving down a street with like all these murked cars and like everything, and your GPS is going to be able to help you maneuver all of that.
Also,
like, get out of here.
If it was going down like it was in the beginning of the movie, the streets would be littered with everyone. Although my dude BD Wong was in the movie, which I was very happy about. Dr. Wong. Well, I forget his name in the Law and Order SVU. He's the
what my girl said. He's also the doctor in Jurassic Park.
Which one? World?
The Asian one from like the original Jurassic Park.
Oh, he was in the original one.
I think he was in World too, wasn't he?
I never saw World. Or World 2.
I didn't see World 2.
I saw the first half of World. I didn't like it.
It was fine. It was whatever.
I didn't.
It left me a little bit.
I couldn't get into it.
That also left me wanting a little bit. But
the first Jurassic Park is the only good one and the best one.
I remember I love that book too. It's actually fantastic.
The book's great.
We went so far off of emotional animals, support animals and everything. It's kind of like bullshit or whatever, but like, the funny story that I actually saw though, Popeyes, you know, the chicken company, they've announced that they are now doing an emotional support box, a chicken box.
Oh, what?
Like they're doing it at the Philadelphia airport, basically. So, excuse me. Hold on. I'm trying to like find this story online.
Well, I thought, okay, well, in between while you find that story real quick, I'll frisbee this in. I thought you were talking about the other story. I didn't even know you were going to talk about that.
Wait, what story are you talking about?
Delta banned all dogs and cats from their flights, no matter if it's support dogs or not. They're done with that shit.
Oh, really?
That's because these dogs, like, there's been a couple, remember we talked about it a couple podcasts ago, a couple planes had to land because one of these giant support dogs took a giant shit on the airplane, and it was suffocating everybody.
Oh, yeah. So like, didn't we discuss that?
I think we got into some depth.
And then, the guy who had to ride the whole plane.
Oh, yeah, he had to ride.
Crap, and it turned out to be dog poo, but he thought it was human poo.
It may or may not have been human poo, but either way, these dogs can't be shitting on planes
like that. Yeah, exactly, for, like, long planes. Like, that's miserable for literally every single person in the plane.
The only dogs that should be are the blind seeing eye dogs because they're ridiculously trained.
Yeah.
Those dogs are ridiculous.
Are super trained, and, like, those people legitimately need them to operate.
And that dog's not going to shit on the plane unless someone gave it like.
Oh yeah. Okay. So they just came out a couple weeks ago, so this title from the article from the USA Today, just in time for the busy holiday travel season, Popeye's Louisiana Chicken is offering flyers its own brand of comfort and reassurance in the air with its launch of emotional chicken support. So like 2 weeks ago, travelers passing through Terminal C of Philadelphia's International Airport could purchase a high-flying fowl, basically, a fried chicken meal, and a specially designed chicken-themed carrier box. So I'm like looking at the picture.
Ooh, is it a cool box?
Yeah, like, hold on, let me find the picture of it that I can see.
I'm into that box, but also don't eat fucking Popeyes on the plane with me. That is a sweet box.
It's a sweet box. It's the whole chicken, emotional support chicken. It has stuff written on there. How about... It's supposed to be emotional support, which I totally back. But yeah, somebody, if I sat next to somebody that brought Popeyes, I'd be
jealous and
I'd be
mad.
Pissed. And my mouth would just be watering the whole time.
Permeate throughout the entire plane.
Honestly, like, and I've done it sometimes. Like, you've gotten food, like, to bring onto the plane and stuff. But, like, when somebody brings it on and is next to you or, like, around you, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
You're just going to be, like, on the airplane.
I try to bring, like, cold, like, not hot food if I do that.
Yeah. I try to bring snacks.
Yeah.
I'll, like, eat a meal at the terminal or something.
I'm so anxious and paranoid about missing my flight. I always get to the airport, like, way too early than I need to be, so usually take care of all that in the terminal.
I don't worry about it too much.
No, see, I can't do that. Just you saying that stresses me out. I don't know how you could do that, dude.
That brings me to something else I wanted to talk about. So we're doing like these meetings, these once a week meetings, my section at work with like this corporate guy, and we're like talking about like personality and like stuff in the workplace. Uh-huh. So we just had our first meeting this past week, and he wanted us all to take these personality tests.
Oh, okay.
It's like this DISC test, and apparently apparently different companies use them when they hire people and stuff like that to get like their personality. So
I had to take one of those tests when I got hired.
I just took my personality test, but
I didn't get my results back though. Did it give you
It gives you like, I can pull it up like 123test.com and I can like do it. It took me like 5-10 minutes, and I just did it before, and I actually want you to take it for me.
What do you mean?
Like, I want you to take it, answer the questions how you think I would, like, how you perceive me.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, because I'm supposed to do this for, well, you don't have to do it, but I'm not supposed to do somebody.
This is a great on-air.
I also want you to,
What, take it?
Take one for yourself. It's really interesting.
I had to take one for my, when I got hired at my current job, they made me, and I was kind of very put off by it. I was like, why? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. I would take it definitely weirdly if I was made to do it while, for like a job or something.
I also had to do a number. But anyway, I took it. I didn't find out how I got the job, so I guess they liked whatever. But I don't like that because I feel like most of those tests, you can see through the questions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this one is pretty...
pretty good?
Yeah, like there's no seeing through... Yeah, it's super free. It's just all these questions. It's got like... each box has like four different things. So like... and it's got a thumbs up and a thumbs down.
Okay.
So like out of the four, you're supposed to give the thumbs up for the one that you think is most like you.
Oh, okay.
And then thumbs down for the one that's the least like you.
Okay.
So this first box is like... people look up to me. I tend to be a kind person. I accept life as it comes, and people say I have a strong personality.
Okay.
So, like, you would give a thumbs up for the one of those that. Yeah. And I think, you know, I wonder what would I put? I did this earlier. I would probably say I tend to be a kind person.
That's what I would have selected. That's what also.
For me or for yourself?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like if you put people look up to me, I feel like that's a douchey answer. I would never put that.
Well, some people, like, what if Oprah was taking this test? People do look up to her.
It's still douchey.
It depends on the person,
it's
too.
Still, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. If you put that as douchey.
And I would say the
Oprah shouldn't be taking this test.
The least like one... I don't know.
Oh, you have to choose the least like.
Yeah,
one
you
too?
Have to do the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, and what are the choices again? What are the four selections? Again?
People look up to me. I tend to be a kind person. I accept life as it comes. People say I have a strong personality.
I would put the strong personality thumbs down. For me, I don't. For you, I'd probably. I don't know what I. What was the other one again? People look up to me. Strong personality, kind, and what?
And I accept life as it comes.
Yeah, but you seem to do all those. So I don't know what
I would say the least like one, probably.
Wait, I'm answering it as if I were you or what I think about you.
Yeah, like, well, if you were me or I would answer, that would be like
as if
the same
I'm in
thing.
Your brain.
That's like the
no,
same
it's not
thing.
The same thing because my perception of you could be a lot different than how you perceive yourself.
Yeah, but you don't know how I perceive myself.
That's what I'm saying. So I do have to put myself in the space of your mind.
So what does that mean? He just did a hands thing. Well, the question should be the same
all right,
regardless.
All right,
the
answers, this is a tough one.
The
what's
answer
the next
should
one?
Be
what's
the same
one?
Regardless of what you...
I don't know what I'd put it? For the thumbs down.
Well, there's so many of these questions.
Yeah,
we can't
send
do
me the link for that. I'm gonna take it.
Just go to 123test.com.
God dang.
I can pull it up on your
computer. Oh, yeah, pull it up
on
my computer.
Right now. We can do it at some point.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, I'll take it.
But, like, it did really make me think, like... I thought my results were pretty accurate.
Okay.
Actually, kind of.
How does it tell you your results? Like, does it give you, like...
It's like a graph, and there's, like, four different things, and it says which ones you're stronger.
Okay.
Or, like, the percentage of, like, 100%.
Dude, this...
the different things.
This website's 100% selling our information to somebody.
Well, you don't have to... well, I guess in theory. I mean, whatever. Like what, your personality?
Yeah, dude.
What do you think that would help
companies
with?
It is crazy what they do because public hotspots, Wi-Fi, we don't need to get into it, but basically all that information is tracked, all that information is sold. We can't get into it. I'll go off on a tangent.
I mean, people need to hear this stuff. I don't think people quite understand how under attack at all times they pretty much are.
Which is constantly being, you know, the build-up profiles about you, and they can... cross-reference it by where you've been based on your phone location and stuff you do. And I mean, it's fine. It's all for ad targeting, so if you don't care about it. If anything, it might be good because you'll get stuff you want to buy targeted towards you.
Yeah, that's how companies paint it.
Yeah.
That's how big how big advert.
I really needed that new air fryer.
I wanted an air fryer. I keep seeing ads like for an air fryer because I looked one up and
worth it. I don't have one, but worth it.
Yeah, my sister. I think we talked about this.
Yeah, we
actually,
talked about it
2 weeks ago. So we probably don't need to talk about it again. But these personality tests—they just—it's just interesting, like how they are developed and what they can say or not say, and how people take them. And
but that's the problem. Who's
how
developing
accurate
these?
Are they? Right. I don't really know. This website has all different types of tests on it, like IQ tests.
Oh, okay.
We should all take IQ tests.
No, they already said IQ is not even like. I'm just saying that because I might score really low.
No, like, but I just like our whole friend group, like the thread. We should all just take this IQ test and see what our score is.
What types of? I've never taken an IQ test. Is this like logic questions?
I took one. Oh, his dog Jasper is starting to act up a little bit, getting a little antsy. And here he just had to run, go take care of her. For IQ tests, I took an IQ test back in high school, I remember. I forget what I got on it, and I literally forget like the questions.
I don't know what it's out of.
What do you mean out of?
Or like when people, it's not out of anything. You can score theoretically as high as possible, right? But I know, but I don't remember, like someone has a low IQ. I don't know what that means. Like what number range that would be.
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
Like what's a genius IQ?
Let's look it up. We have the ability. We're in 2019.
I'm going to say like I think I've heard 120 is a genius IQ.
120?
I think so.
Genius IQ is generally considered to begin around 140 to 145.
Okay, I was wrong.
What's
normal?
You have to have at least a 32.
A 32?
To get into Mensa, you know.
Oh, 132. Like,
that
group.
Yeah, that 132. Wait, what were you saying?
What's like an average IQ?
An average IQ is... This is great. Great radio right now. Average IQ is around 85 to 114. 68% of test takers get around that.
Okay.
Then above average is 115 to 129. Gifted is 130 to 144. And genius is 145 to 159.
Okay. That is...
I want to say that I was... Around, I was either average or above average.
Nice.
I think I was in the hundred somethings. I don't remember.
I need to know what type of quiz is it. What's is the, you know, the Wonderlic test in the NFL?
Yeah, yeah.
Does that have IQ type things in it?
Well, that's like quick reaction or like quick thinking because you only have a couple seconds to think about it and you have to like answer pretty quickly. Actually, I was just at a bar having this conversation with like two friends and we were pulling up some questions that they ask
on
the Wonderlic test and everything. Some of it, like I would have to look at it because some of it's like math.
Oh.
And it's like not hard math, but it's like I can't visualize math like that. It's like six times this minus this, like, or like, I can't like do that in my head that well.
I have to
look at it. But I don't really know what's on an IQ test. We could take a look at one.
Yeah, that's like a, maybe the example question, sample question from an IQ test. I feel like it's a lot. I feel like it has to be like logic based type stuff.
I think some of it is. All right, let's start this free test. Which answer?
Synonyms?
Which answer expresses the meaning of the specified word best? Reassuring is the word, and compassionate, comforting. Explanatory, meddlesome.
Comforting.
Yeah.
That's obvious. I'm guessing it's going to get progressively harder.
Which number logically follows this series? 4, 6, 9, 6, 14, 6.
I'm going to say... Oh, the answer I was going to say is not in it.
It's
19. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, I'm smarter than you.
My first answer that I was going to say wasn't in it.
Shit.
See, I'm not even looking at the multiple choice first.
We only have
This is the type of question I knew it would be in.
Which of the figures in the bottom row should logically be in the spot of the question mark in the top row? Wow. This is not good to do because I have to, like, focus on this.
I also can barely see it from this angle.
Oh, really? Dude, you need glasses.
No, I can see it, but it's like I can't focus in on to like do a logic question.
We got this nice
question.
Like Big Mac.
Yeah, but it's in the left corner. It's not angled towards me. This is ridiculous. I hate these types of questions like this. See, I'd probably get I wouldn't do as well in the IQ test. That's why it doesn't mean anything. Now I'm convinced. Now that I know that I wouldn't do well in it.
They don't have the one that I would have guessed. I don't think that's right. Which conclusion follows? Whatever. We don't have to do this.
Let's not do it.
Yeah. Well, we've ran a little longer than I wanted to on this. That's very interesting, though. We should all take IQ tests, everybody. And we can all post them online and compare everybody. anybody who that listens
could be,
to this.
That could be a disaster. That could just be a disaster.
I don't see what could possibly go wrong. Alright. And, hell yeah, there's something that I wanted to talk about. Hopefully, also going forward for the podcast, we've got a lot of different ideas for things that we want to do.
New ideas for 2019.
Things where you want to switch around with the podcast. So we have some plans, so thank you all of us. Thank you all of you. I said that again.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you all for the support.
Look out for the changes that will start to pop up here and there.
Right.
Get some interviews in.
One of the things that I wanted to start doing, you know, I want to do a grind my gears segment. Oh, you know what really grinds my gears out here, man? Well, I might not do it in that voice. Yeah.
I don't know.
But what really grinds my gears, like people at parties who steal other people's hats. Like, so if I'm at a party or whatever, I have clearly thought out my whole wardrobe or whatever. I know how my hair is going to be like in a hat and how everything's going to look. I'm trying to probably impress people.
Right.
I'm out there to show up or whatever. And then you got like somebody who just like comes over and like has been drinking a little bit, whatever. He's partying. Oh, let me see your hat. Just like rips the hat off of your head. And that... it really grinds my gears, man.
It should grind your gears.
It pisses me off. That I hate when people do that. It's so annoying because obviously you're going to have hat. Like a motherfucker. Yeah. And then you're just standing there with like hat and it's annoying. And like, I'm like, you don't even need to wear my hat. Why are you wearing the hat? Like, obviously, like if you wanted to wear a hat, why don't you just wear one?
That type of person just isn't thinking about anyone except themselves in that moment.
It's
that's frustrating.
It really annoys me. And I just... that's what grinds my gears. And don't do that, people. It's freaking annoying.
Don't do that. Don't be that person. Don't be that guy. Because everyone's going to look and be like, and then it's going to be like this awkward encounter. Because you want to be like, give me a fucking hat. But you can't because you got to, you know.
Yeah. And I guess it's just, I don't get the urge that people have. Never have I been like just hanging out at a party, see somebody with a hat. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this off.
We're also like adults now. Like, come on now.
Yeah, exactly. I know. This has happened to me within the past month.
I'm sure.
That's just super fucking obnoxious.
So don't grab people's hats or do weird stuff to other people's wardrobes. Worry about yourself.
I hate it.
Call attention to yourself.
Do you have? You don't have anything that grinds your gears.
I'm sure there are a lot of things that grind my gears, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head specifically right now that grinds my gears.
I'm putting you on the spot. I had this prepared. You were not prepared.
Well, I'll be prepared next week when we talk about it, because there's a ton of stuff that grinds my gears.
Well, start keeping a list.
We're
gonna start doing that.
A long list.
But you know something that also is grinding my gears is people defending all this R. Kelly shit that's come out.
Hashtag mute Kelly. Right.
So I don't know if anybody's...
is it mute R. Kelly or mute Kelly?
I don't know.
The tag.
That's a good question.
Okay, it's not. I guess it's somewhat important.
It's not that important. But if you... at us, at ThreadLads, hashtag mute R. Kelly. Because...
It's mute R. Kelly, yeah.
Well, if none of you are really familiar with the history of R. Kelly and his sketchy sexual deviancy, is how I can put it.
Yeah.
Lifetime is just releasing this docuseries about the whole history of these women that have survived being like basically like in certain ways sex slaves and underage people and like all of R. Kelly's like basically just likes freaking high school girls and has been preying on them for years and using his power. And basically all sorts of adults knew about this and have failed all these women along this way. God. And I guess for one reason or another, power, money, or whatever, they like the connections. No one has really came out and said anything. And this has been reported on for several years.
I mean,
like I can find articles as back like as almost 20 years ago.
The Dave
starting
Chappelle
to talk about this
skit.
Stuff. Yeah.
That was when we were young.
Right,
we were like
exactly.
Early teenagers.
And all this stuff. And we've been able to give him a pass. For some reason, somehow he's been getting passed like all these years. And people just like not really giving a crap about it, but finally there's being some light shown on everything. And it's weird to think, like, so do you know that song You Are Not Alone?
I know about it because
it's written by R. Kelly for Michael Jackson. It was about some girl that had like a miscarriage.
Oh, really?
That was a teenager. Yeah, that's what R. Kelly wrote that song. So that's just a song that I can never listen to again.
Yeah, yeah, I won't be listening.
No one. People have danced.
What about Ignition Remix?
People have danced to that song at their weddings.
What about the Ignition Remix? That's a tough song never not to be able.
Well, that's like kind of, that's some of the thing. Like, so much of his sexual, like, it was very much in his music.
Oh yeah,
like his
that one song where he's like, oh god, I forget all his songs. Are like
he married Aaliyah when she was 15.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was 15 when they got.
Well,
they
forged the birth certificate.
Dang,
the guy's on there. It's a really interesting documentary.
You should go watch it. Anybody out there?
Huh?
Didn't he go to jail? Is that in the documentary?
Who?
R. Kelly, didn't he go to jail for a little bit or something?
Not yet. Well, I only watched two pieces of the 6-part.
Oh, yeah. But you said there's only 2 out, though, right?
Yeah, there's only 2 out, I believe.
Right. I'm excited to watch it. I'm going to be watching it so we can discuss it on the next pod.
Yeah.
The next pod.
But, yeah, that's you should really watch that.
I'm going to, 100%.
Anything else you're looking forward to? There's a lot of good TV coming up this year. I mean, new Game of Thrones. It's finally the year of new Game of Thrones.
I cannot wait.
And there's so much good TV and programming out nowadays.
It's too much now. It's too much.
It's literally mind-boggling. I don't understand how anybody does anything. Like, how anybody watches all of this stuff. People, like, watch all this, and I don't even have time.
I don't either.
And then I just feel overwhelmed. I don't know what to watch. Should I watch the new Black Mirror? Should I watch, like... Oh, Jack Ryan, should I watch freaking any, there's like a million shows, like
that's the thing, it's like, you basically have to like choose. I have like one or two shows that I like actually watch every week, and one is Game of Thrones. The other, you can't catch up.
Game of Thrones is the only one that I watch week to week ever anyway.
God, I can't wait. I can't believe we went a whole year without Thrones. My gosh,
it's yeah, gonna be when glorious. Does that, it comes out this spring?
April. Yeah, I heard
Jesus
April.
Christ, finally
final season.
Yeah, I know, let's get this thing done,
series finale.
And whatever, hot take, the past couple seasons have been lacking
anyway. whoa, they just have to fit a lot into a small amount, you know what I mean?
Like, well, no, I get it. I get it.
That's expensive, too. Shit is expensive.
What I loved about Game of Thrones initially was the...
I know.
Was how it was, like, calculated and things developed.
Yeah.
And things, like, happened over time. And I like the kind of little bit longer drawn out, but shows, like, a lot more of the deception and how things are built and developed. And then the past, especially last season,
what's all coming to just a like climax.
Yeah, but it's just all being, I feel like it's all rushed.
Well, the episodes cost like as much as a movie.
I realize.
Can't do this. They can't do it.
They can.
They can't.
HBO can do it.
Well, they can't.
Why can't they? Because why not? They have enough money.
They're all getting.
They have enough fucking money.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they do.
Why can't they?
I would love, believe me, I'd love it if each season was like 30 episodes long, going deep into like lore and shit. But a lot of people don't like that. Ew, what are you watching? Dude? The Exorcist.
Yeah, yeah. That's the Exorcist girl and her dummy.
We're
just scrolling on Twitter.
We watched The Nun last night, which is a part of the Conjuring universe, but it's like...
Oh, is it? Past. I didn't know, though.
I didn't know either until the very first scene, and it showed... Or the... Well, whatever. Spoiler. Anyway, it's not that good. It was a pretty good scary movie. Like, if you just want to be scared...
A quick jump.
Yeah, if you want like a nice scary movie, it's good. But if you're looking for like a deep story, you know...
Well, I mean...
Those aren't the types of movies for us.
I don't really look into scary movies to be super deep stories.
Exactly. Yeah.
Although
you just want to be scared, you want to watch a horror movie.
The new Jordan Peele movie, Us. Oh. Have you seen the trailer for that? Oh my god, seriously?
What's it called?
Us. Yeah.
Is it another horror thriller?
Yeah. Oh. We have to watch the trailer before
anybody.
Right.
Definitely.
100%. But no, this looks pretty dope.
Ooh, this is gonna be crazy. The follow up. You know, yeah. How's it gonna do?
It looks good.
Who is anyone
obviously
in it?
Yeah. Like Lupita Nyong'o is in it,
yeah, I
and I forget who else is in it, but I just remember her because she's very notable. But
that's cool. I hope it has the same feel as Get Out, like that, like, you know, eerie, well, thrillerish.
Well, it definitely has an eerie thriller kind of feel about it.
It looks like it.
Yeah, Tim from Tim and Eric's in it.
Oh yeah.
So for some reason, Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
What, like, I haven't seen any movies. I feel bad. Well, like, there's some movies I want to see.
January, February is usually the dump period of butt movies.
Well, I mean, there's still all the Oscar movies.
Oh, yeah, true. I have to catch up on those.
I can't really watch a lot of Oscar movies because, like, I think I've talked about it before. I want to be entertained and I want to have a good time.
But didn't when you I say watch a movie. That they're adding a new segment or something?
Yeah, a new category for, like, popular movie. I don't really... I don't even know if like the nominations have come out. They still don't have a host, right? Wasn't Kevin Hart supposed to do it?
And
all those things came out. And
that's right.
Like,
he's not doing it or something. Another Louis thing came out from 2010. Or
yeah, I mean, all of these when this thing comes out, all of these problems may have been solved.
Yeah, true. Maybe it's all solved. Like the whole world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the Oscars. I do generally usually try to like catch the Oscar nominees for like Best Picture, though. I don't even know what was out this year, though. I was so behind.
Yeah, I just know there's this one movie, If Beale Street Could Talk.
Okay,
that's out. It's a James Baldwin adaptation, one of his novels, and it looks super good. It looks like it's going to be. It's supposed to have been awesome, but it looks super like emotional. Like I would definitely cry if I watched that movie.
Yeah,
so I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I can cry at a lot of other things other than a movie. I don't know why I would put myself. But it's supposed to be a beautiful story. Cinematography's great. So that's my pick. That's what I hope wins. Off of not seeing it and not knowing any of the nominees.
The only movie I really wanted to watch this year... Actually, there were two movies this year that I really wanted to watch. I didn't see either of them. one was The Incredibles 2. I didn't get to see. And the other was Creed 2. Missed it.
Oh yeah, I didn't see either of those. I didn't see like any movies this year. I literally didn't see like.
Crap. I wanted to see Bohemian Rhapsody. Missed that one too. Right. Everyone, I bet that'll be an Oscar.
You can watch all of these things. Like all this stuff like comes out. Like a lot of these have been being released really soon after they're like out of theaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can get that stuff on demand. Like,
well, yeah,
almost like a month after nowadays without. Like, it used to be, like, months, I feel like, before you get stuff.
It would
like,
be.
On video. Like, that thing will be out of theaters for, like, a month, and you can get it, like, on demand now.
Yeah, so you can, like, pre-order rentals on, like, iTunes and stuff. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But what a time to live.
What a time to be alive, watching movies and other binge-watching shows. Oh, we did watch this movie, Searching, that was really good.
Searching? What is that?
It's with Harold from Harold and Kumar. Uh-huh. And he's like, it's basically all set through like computers and like phones because it's his daughter goes missing and he's like looking for her. It was one of those ones that you think isn't going to be great, but it was it got like almost 100% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's like 94 or something.
Hmm.
It was good.
Wow,
it was really good.
If anybody has any movie suggestions,
please
add us at Thread Lads on Instagram at Lads Thread on Twitter, because. Yeah, I really do want to see more movies this year. I live around the corner from two movie theaters.
I just like the whole process of going to the movies.
I can walk a block and be at two different movie theaters. Yeah,
you can. That's a great theater.
Which is, I don't know why I don't go see more movies.
Yeah, you should. They play like older movies there too.
Yeah, so. All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Well, anyway.
Oh, whatever. Well.
Shout out.
That will do it for this week. We are the Thread Lads. Thank you for joining us. We always appreciate your support, and to all of you who stuck through this whole thing, we love you so very much.
Hopefully we'll be coming back to Ravens W.
Yeah, that would be so great. That would be so great if the Ravens can go win. Best of luck to our boys, Lamar. Let's do it. I'm Justin Dorsey, and for Kevin O'Connor, we are the Thread Lads, and we will talk to y'all next time.
Thread Lads!